HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're just going to continue with the halachot that we mentioned yesterday of Talmud Torah. Again, we mentioned yesterday that the Shulchan Aruch brings down that after the Beit HaKnesset, a person should go to the Beit HaMidrash and he should learn, and he shouldn't actually waste his time, he shouldn't change his time, even if he's going to lose a lot of money, even if he thinks that he's going to gain a lot of money. So here the Mishnah Berurah says that a person like this, he is called a Baalei Emunah, which means that if a person comes and he's ma'amin and he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will not make him lose any parnasah whatsoever, that is anshei emunah. So therefore, if a person comes and he thinks, listen, if I'm not going to learn today, but I'm going to run, I'm going to go to have a certain meeting, I'm going to make a fortune, I'm going to make a lot of money, and then he comes into himself and he says, you know what, but I'm not going to do that, I'm going to learn, and then afterwards I'll go whenever it is. That is a person that is really called an anshei emunah, a person that has belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that always gives him his sustenance and his parnasa. Now, the Biur Halacha does bring down that even though when a person comes and he learns Torah, even by himself, he's mikayem a mitzvah to say of Talmud Torah, nevertheless, lecha techilah, there's always a mitzvah to learn bechabura. There's always a mitzvah to learn in a group. He says, why? Because alideze yesh kvod shamayim yoter, there's much more kvod shamayim. And look in many times in Chazal that they say Berova Madrat Melech, that there should be a lot of people together. And there's enough kamina of learning by yourself and learning with a group. He said, but even though a person learning by himself, he also is koveh aschar, he also gets a reward. Nevertheless, his words are going to be written in Sefer HaZichronot. But if a person is right, that means his words are going to be written in the books of remembrance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, on the other hand, if a person just can learn by himself, it's written, so therefore he says it's not going to be written in the books, and he says, well, the more so if you're going to learn with 10 people together, then the Shekhinah is already there, as it says in the Pasuk, and then again that it's going to be, the Torah is going to be acquired with a group. If you remember, we always mentioned that there was a Maharsha. The Maharsha actually said on the Gemara that he wasn't going to give an explanation on that taf of Gemara because he didn't learn it in a group, which means that whenever you're learning Torah in a group, the Torah is actually much better, we're going to say, much better addressed and learned, that you can actually understand it. There's much more siyata d'ishmaya. So therefore, it's important always to learn in a group. Then afterwards, says the Biur Halacha, at the end, we always come after the tefillah, we're going to learn in a group. Then we say Kaddish Rabbanan. Here in the footnote of the Ish Matzliach, he brings down, that was a minhag to always say Rechiyah Menach Hashem Omer, at the end, in order to always say Agadah, right, which is basically like the stories of the Gemara or things of the Gemara, in order to afterwards say Kaddish Rabbanan, which is Kaddish Al Yisrael. So that's what they do afterwards. I just wanted to finish off with the next Biur Halacha, that he brings out an incredible Midrash Mishle, which I think just shows every single one of us the importance of learning Torah. He comes and he says in Midrash Mishle Perek Yod, he says like this, Bore kama kashe yom adin. Look how difficult it's going to be the judgment day in the future. He says, Shakti HaKadosh Baruch Hu ledun ka'olam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge everyone. Bami sheyesh miyado mikra, ven miyado mishna. Somebody is going to come and he's going to learn Torah. So let's say a person only learns Chumash, and he knows all the Mikra, but he doesn't have Gemara, he doesn't have Mishnah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fecha panam menu mitzirei geina michabrim lo. He says, why didn't you learn it? So he comes and he says, okay, fine, they come, they put him in geinam. He says, Miyam bami sheyesh benodo shne sedarim. Even if he did have the Chumash, and he has two sedarim of the Mishnayot, which means, for example, let's say he has Ra'im and Nashim, or Moed and Ezekin, and all of a sudden, or three, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Beni, my son, halachot lamalot, why didn't you learn halachot? He continues, somebody that has halachot, he says, "Beni Torah Kohanim, why didn't you learn Torah Kohanim?" He comes, somebody that has Torah Kohanim, he comes and he tells him, "Beni, why didn't you learn Chumash?" And he continues going, how you could see how the obligation. So it says here, "Va'ish asher enu mezarezet atzmo likvo hitim laTorah bechol yom." It says the Biur Halacha, right? The person that's not going to come and he's not going to strengthen himself to learn Torah every single day, yishaer vekam mikol chas shalom. He will actually be left over with nothing in his hands. And what's he going to answer then on judgment day if he's not going to be learning Torah? The wise man always has his eyes on his head, which means he's always looking to the future to see what's happening. So therefore, even though this is very, very harsh, but again, the obligation that we have is that we have to do our part. Our part is to learn every single day. So we learn little by little every single day. And the more we continue learning and learning and learning, Bezrat Hashem, afterwards we will have a huge abundance of Torah knowledge. However, though, Chas v'Shalom, if not, then we're actually lacking a lot of what we actually have over here.